How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
With some of the younger guys, what have you seen from Zach so far?
So far, so good. You know, we've obviously thrown a lot at him. He's been here, what, a couple months now, 6 weeks. And, you know, we just look forward to not making the same mistake 2 days in a row. And he's been good at that. And he's getting better every day. Excited to have Zach.
Guys, went for the undrafted linebacker from Missouri State. Looks like he's flashed a little bit so far. What have you seen from him?
He has, along with some of the other guys, too. You know Dylan's doing a good job himself. He's learning the defense right now, and he's playing fast and doing a good job.
How much easier does it make your job having a guy like Cush out there?
No, it's always nice having Cush out there. You know, he knows his defense very well. You know, the way he plays, the example he sets, and he's just a leader out there. So it's nice to have him.
In regards to McKinney's growth as well from the last couple of years, it seems like he keeps taking those next steps.
He does, and you know, he can still get better too, as he would tell you too. But you know, we're expecting big things out of him, leadership wise and playmaking wise.
Nordrick said that pass coverage is something he's really trying to hone in on. He did so many things well. It wasn't like he was bad at it, but that's more area he said he wants to get a lot better at.
It is, you know, and it's just little things, technique, fundamentals, and just knowing your stress, and it's something we've talked about, and he will get better at this year.
Tough as a bigger guy, too, to cover these little backs. I mean, just fundamentals.
Sure, but, you know, like I said, technique, fundamentals, and knowing your leverage will help.
With Whitney Merciless, like last year, he's became even more of a technician with the pass rush moves. What have you seen from Whitney in terms of development as a pass rusher?
You know, he can beat you several ways. He can beat you with speed. He can beat you with power. He can also drop. He can rush over the center, the guard, the tackle. You know, so he's just a hard matchup, and he's a true pro, too. You know, he really studies the game, and he's a good football player.
As you guys try to fill in for John Simon, what have you seen from Brendan Scarlett? How tough is it to replace John Simon, kind of what he brought to the table?
You know, John's a good football player, did a lot of things for us, but Brendan is working to fill that role. He knows the defense well. He wears a lot of hats, and so far, so good with Brendan.
Do you have a lot of flexibility because guys like Brendan?
We ask a lot of our guys to do multiple things, to line up in different spots. So you got to know a bunch of different things. But you know, they're getting it down, and it's been a fun off season so far.
When you guys were scouting Zach, what were some of the things that kind of jumped out just watching him?
Well, you know, size, length, speed. You know, he was versatile. He could rush a little bit, and you know, just the size and length and speed was stood out.